Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.
Good morning, Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Good morning. Good foggy morning.
It was a little bit foggy. Kirsten, I ride my bicycle in from Avondale every morning to BFM. And
oh, my gosh.
I tell you what, there's always... Okay, the last 2 weeks, more often than not, there's been a mysterious mist hanging around the golf course, the Chamberlain Golf Course on the North Western Motorway.
Yeah, when you get those low spots, right, they kind of hangs there.
It just sits there. I had one this morning. Thank you for reminding me, Kirsten. Oh, I was like, mysterious mist. Yes.
Okay, so I have an interesting topic today. It had been in the back of my mind since I've read it in the news. So there's this dude named Adam Schlesinger, and I hadn't heard of him, but he died in 2020 in COVID, and he was 52 years old. And then just reading about him, I'm like, wow, what a music CV. And it's just, it has such an interesting story and such groovy songs. I thought we'd do just a little show on him to
memorialize
him.
Why not?
And also, you know, I guess just talk about weird, interesting music careers.
Yes, I guess, to somewhat summarize his work, he was in Fountains of Wayne, but he's just really carved out a living for himself writing, I suppose, pop rock songs for TV and film, would you say?
Well, yeah. So Fountains of Wayne, which I found out that he's from Wayne, New Jersey, and Fountains of Wayne was literally a lawn ornament store.
Okay. Shall I turn it up?
Yeah.
Did you say lawn ornaments?
Yes.
Yes. That's fountains, so fountains American. Lawn ornaments. Yeah. Yes.
So this is one of his most famous ones, Stacey's Mom.
Featuring Rachel Hunter in the video.
That's right. So that's our New Zealand connection. Honestly, New Zealand just was on fire when our girl from the North Shore.
This is some A-class pop rock.
That's right. So can I come over? He does power pop, and it's all about humor. His stuff is really funny. Like, this song's supposed to sound like sort of the Cars or Spandau Ballet, and it does.
Yeah, do you know what? I wouldn't have picked up on the Cars thing, but it's the second you said it, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, got ya.
Now, here's the other weird, funny thing I read about this song. It's the second catchiest Being in Love with Your Girlfriend's Parents song. Not the first.
What's the first?
Mrs. Robinson.
Mrs. Robinson, you reckon? Comes in at number two.
But it's just the fact that we have these. I don't even know why that's a...
Well, I guess the mum is Rachel Hunter in this situation, so...
Well, that's right. Mm. So, yeah, I think it's all right then to have the hots for your girlfriend's mom then. All right, there you go. Now we know where your ethical limits are.
Yes.
So his songs are always funny and have this humor and sarcasm to it, which is, you know, just such a, again, this another sort of fun way to take your pop music, your power pop. Like, he also worked with band, he wrote like for the movie or a revitalizing of Josie and the Pussycats.
Okay.
Him and some other guys worked on some music for the Monkees. That's with the double E. So this weird interplay of music and television and movies and real life. You know, because the Monkees were a fake band.
Yes. When was that? When, like, what era are we talking? What sort of time period?
2016.
When he wrote the Monkees song for, like, a...
Yeah, it was like a revitalization of the Monkees. I don't know if any of you remember the Monkees. It was one of those shows just appeared on all the time, like on Sunday afternoons or something.
Mm.
But about this sort of fake bands, you know, like, so the parody and fakeness... You know, sort of a play with what pop music was always a big part of his thing. You know, because this song sounds like a parody.
Yes. Do you think everything is just done with a smile and a wink?
It feels like it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, just reading his bio. He also formed a band called Tinted Windows and it had a dude from Smashing Pumpkin, one of the brothers from Hanson, and a dude from Cheap Trick, which is a really old band.
I do love a bit of Cheap Trick, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, like, again, what a weird band. It's, like, all kind of a joke, if you know what I mean. Like, his whole oeuvre is parody, isn't it?
Yeah. No, okay. Well, I'm just – was it Barbie Eat a Sandwich? Was the next song we're going
for? This is a band called Care Bears on Fire, and the track Barbie Eat a Sandwich.
They tell us about Care Bears on Fire.
Just a girl band from Brooklyn, 2009.
Oh man, this sounds so of its time.
Well, but yeah, you know, we had the Barbie movie come out, you know, like this sort of, he was doing it, obviously, sort of, you know, this Barbie parody decades before. And he's done, you know, everything is about play for him. He wrote songs for, there's a movie called Music and Lyrics with Hugh Grant. And I think it was Drew Barrymore, too, where they're making pop music. He also wrote a song, okay, this is weird, for the movie Ice Age that's sung by Peter Dinklage and J-Lo.
I need to check out the song.
Why do I?
Also,
I'm too afraid.
I had to listen to that Hugh Grant song, and I was just like, actually, he was a decent singer.
Hugh Grant.
Was it him singing on it? Was it?
I assume so. I didn't listen.
Okay.
I didn't bear it. I don't think I've seen the movie. Now, speaking of not seeing, the other thing he's a big writer for, which I have not seen, but I've heard a couple of tracks from, is Crazy Ex-Girlfriends.
Yes.
It's got a huge cult following. My favorite song is You Ruined Everything. It's my anthem. So, he's written a bunch of the songs for that. So it's all about, you know, parody and humor. And I'm going to teach you another word. Diegetic.
What's that?
Diegetic is when the people in the film or the TV show you're watching can hear the music.
Okay.
Whereas non-diegetic is like the film score, right? Like Lord of the Rings. You know, they're not hearing that.
Okay, yes.
But when it's in it, like Crazy Ex-Girlfriend's music and lyrics that it talks about. And this next track is The Wonders, That Thing You Do. He's nominated for an Oscar for this one.
I think everyone has probably caught this song at some point. I think this made it onto commercial radio.
But see, it was written for a film about a band that makes a single, you know, so here's where it's diegetic. And the movie was written and directed by Tom Hanks. So, yeah, diegetic is also about... I would say his music is very meta. You know what I mean? Like it's playing with genre and era and humor, but it's not just respectful humor either. You know? Like this track.
Obviously, incredibly prolific songwriter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's got, you know, he's got a couple of Emmys for doing things for, like, Colbert's Christmas special. Writing for Neil Patrick Harris to sing tracks for the Tony Awards.
Yes, I watched that video of him singing at the
Tony Awards. It's not just for gays anymore.
Yes, about the theater. Yeah.
Yeah. But to have that skill, but then also, I guess, to be able to flourish with it, you know, some of us, like me, we have all this talent that goes unchecked, right? Undiscovered. But he seemed to be able to really turn that into gold for himself.
Yes.
And to have Oscar nom, Emmys, Tonys.
To be the go-to guy for Hollywood to write these sort of songs that they need.
Yeah.
And obviously have them cut through, like this song.
Yeah, and so to die at age 52 from COVID, you know, like, I know COVID, you know, obviously, you know, in some ways it's a joke, in some ways it's just, it's an annoyance. But, you know, it really was tragedy that really did kill people, you know, globally.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, people did the online Zoom memorials to him, of course, when he passed. But it just seemed like a cool guy, and I just wanted to do a show to sort of, you know.
Yeah, yeah, nice one.
Now, for those who haven't seen the movie, they named the band The Wonders with the number one, right? And so then some of the radio stations start spelling it O-N-E-E-D-E-R-S, so they confuse and call them the O-Needers.
Yeah, I remember that, the O-Needers, yes. I must have seen this film, yeah.
Yeah, because that's why I was like, The Wonders? I thought it was the O-Needers.
Yeah.
Like, my memory was
yes.
The O-Needers.
Onidas. Yeah, I remember this gag. Yeah. Kirsten Zemke, thank you very much for Traveling Tunes this morning. We'll look forward to speaking with you next week.
Okay. Hopefully we'll travel someplace else.
Okay.
All right.
Cheers, mate.
That was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Brought to you by Drake Street Studios.